This is The Connection, a Dirty Free Hub podcast connecting gravel cyclists to where they ride through short stories about culture, history, people, places, and lands. It's Kira Corbett from Dirty Free Hub, and today I'm excited to talk with our guest Jason Kirchner about a unique predator, the wolverine. Kirchner joins us from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife in Newport, Oregon. As a district wildlife biologist, he shares about these interesting species, what they look like and how they behave, where they usually reside, a bit about their ferocious reputation, and some additional fun facts. Thanks for joining us today, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
So let's talk about a little bit, what are wolverines? What do they look like? How do they behave? What do they eat?
Yeah, you bet. The wolverine is the largest terrestrial member of the Mustelidae family, with females weighing 18 to 27 pounds and males weighing 26 to 45 pounds. These bear-like mustelids are strong-limbed with dark brown fur and broad yellowish stripes extending from their shoulders to their rumps. They're stocky with short rounded ears, small eyes, a bushy tail, and large feet with non-retractable claws. Their large feet are sharp, and sharp claws are useful for when they're traversing snow-covered fields and things like that and high in the mountains. They're a powerful and fearless mammal, always on the search for food and patrolling their territories. They're opportunistic feeders, meaning they'll eat anything they can find. They're very good scavengers as well. So they're always on the move looking for something to eat. Things that they eat are typically like deer, elk, moose, roots, berries, larvae, and small mammals. And they have a really good sense of smell. They can locate things that are dead or buried, like multiple feet underneath the snow.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah. They've also been observed, like when a cougar or bear or wolf has a kill, they'll come in and try to scare those animals off of the kill to get the meat.
So that's interesting. You know, they kind of remind me of the small breed dog, like the dachshund. That's kind of what I am picturing. I used to have one. They have a very similar behavior, like the big paws, like they're kind of not aggressive, but kind of territorial. So there are certain people or certain things. And mine would do anything, like jump off a cliff to eat food.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how these are too. They're very tough.
Where does they usually reside? Is it mostly the Oregon coast?
No, they're here on the coast. They're not really supposed to be here.
Oh, other really? Than
when they're like dispersing or moving from one mountain range to another. Their primary habitat is like in the alpine tundra, highly mountainous areas above the tree line, or like right at the tree line in the forests. So like in Oregon, the ideal habitat would be in the Cascade Mountains, mm-hmm. or in the Wallowa Mountains, where we've got some higher elevation areas.
Now, are they still in those locations today? Or is that just mostly where you would expect them?
In Oregon, yeah, there's a research group that has been doing some trail cam monitoring in the Wallowas. And occasionally they're catching this male that comes probably from the Rocky Mountain area. He comes into the Wallowas occasionally, like maybe once a year, and they get a brief glimpse of him. But no other wolverines have been seen. So we don't have an established population in Oregon. They're just kind of dispersing into the area and looking for suitable habitat right now.
Yeah, so does that make them a rare or endangered species around here or in general?
Yes, they are listed as threatened in Oregon.
Okay. Are they pretty commonly seen? Like, at least, you know, like in some places around here, if you know the spots to look, like you can commonly see some critters like a beaver or, you know, animals like that. Are they commonly seen or no?
No, they're not. They're not seen very often. No, very rare.
Now, they do sound like kind of an intense species. Are they actually as mean or like an intense of a personality? Or are they a friendly species?
Yeah, they do have a very intense personality. They're very fierce. They cover quite a large home range where they live. And so they've got to cover the ground and look for food. And they live in areas with a low amount of food. And so they've got to be tough. They're small size, but they kind of act like a polar bear. You know, they're just They're very tough. And when they have to get some food, they're going to fight for it and be aggressive to get it. This whole Mustelid family, you know, like otters and weasels, they're all like that, really aggressive to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to think about that, like with species like otters, because they seem so friendly. But yeah, now that you bring it up.
Yeah. Very territorial.
Do you have any like particular fun fact about wolverines?
Yeah. So one interesting fact is that wolverines will bury their food in snow to like keep it cool and kind of, in essence, refrigerate it and store it for later. Since there's kind of a boom and bust for food resources, they'll bury it in the snow and come back later and feed on it. So
that is very interesting.
Yeah.
Is there also anything else that you'd want to share or anything you didn't ask about regarding them?
Yeah, so lately we've been getting a lot of sightings of wolverine moving through the coast and then going into the Willamette Valley. And what we suspect is happening is there's a population in Washington. And there's probably about, I think they estimated less than 25 individuals in Washington, but there's some reproduction going on. And so we feel that there's potential for some juvenile wolverines that are dispersing into Oregon. And luckily here in Newport, we had a sighting and we got a couple hair samples. And then it moved down into Florence and we got a really good hair clump on a fence down there. So we got some samples for some DNA. And then it moved to Eugene and we got some scat samples there. So we're going to send this DNA information to a lab in Montana, and they're going to analyze it to see how it compares to other wolverines from other research studies in different states, to see if this was one individual moving into Oregon, if it came from the Rocky Mountains, if it came from Washington. So it'll be interesting to see. They're always on the move. Yeah.
Yeah.
And recently it's been in the Willamette Valley near Lebanon and Corvallis area over there.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time today.
You bet. Thank you for having me discuss wolverines.
Dirty Free Hub is a nonprofit organization fueled by your generous contributions. Find us at dirtyfreehub.org.